Golf Smarter number 422, published on February 4, 2014, is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 150,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Proper Ball Striking Explained with Tour Strikers Martin Chuck.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter podcast, Martin.
Hey, Fred. Great to be back.
It is great to have you back because I am such a big fan of yours online. You have such great stuff online, from products to videos to advice to your Tour Striker Academy. You are prolific, my friend.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm working hard. There's golfers out there that I want to help get better, and that's what I'm going to do, Fred. And I appreciate the avenue you helping me along with Golf Smarter.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's talk about, let's get an update on Tour Striker. Let's introduce Tour Striker to those people who don't know what it is, how it started, and how come we need one.
Yeah, great. Well, Tour Striker, you know, was born on the lesson tee, and the story you've heard before. In 2006, I just kind of had an idea while coaching a guy that I didn't need the bottom couple of grooves on my club to make the ball go up in the air. And in fact, I really think that normal golf clubs actually detract from someone's learning because they're too easy and they allow people to kind of scoop the ball up in the air and not really use the tool as it's designed. So from that one lesson, I, you know, went into the cart barn and I ground away on a old Hogan golf club that I had, and I took away the bottom three grooves. And the neat thing was, I went out to that lesson the next week because it was a recurring series that a gentleman signed up for, and I gave him the club and he looked at it and he says, "Well, how do I hit this?" And I said, "Well, here, let me show you." And I hit one little short half swing shot for him. And that's when the light bulb went off for him. Like, he could see, ha ha ha, you don't have to try to pick this thing off the ground. That bloke went ahead and leaned the club a little differently and presented loft, you know, to the golf ball. And that's kind of what set him off to, you know, advancing quickly and becoming a better ball striker. And then, of course, that segued into more products in the Tour Striker training product line. But that was it, 2006, and it's been a great run since then, Fred.
And you've been an inventor ever since.
You know, it started way before that, my friend, but that was the first one that, you know, my wife kicked me in the rear end. Stacy said, "Hey, you need to do this, and, you know, I believe in this, and let's move forward." Because there's expense and heartache and, you know, and good old attorney's fees and patent searches and all that fun stuff that goes in line with trying to, you know, put a product on the market.
Yeah, well, and you just want to be a golf instructor.
Well, back then I wasn't even that. I was a director of golf, you know, so I ran the ladies club and I ran the men's club and I, you know, did all that stuff. And then, so that was just, after those long days, okay, let's go spend time trying to develop a product.
Mm.
And then, you know, as the Tour Striker name got out there and more people liked to see my content through the campaigns for Tour Striker, that's when my wife, there again, my wife, you know, smarty pants, said, "Hey, you need to just coach full time." So I listened to my wife. Imagine that.
Good boy.
Thank you.
So let's pick apart the Tour Striker Club and really get specific exactly what it does, because you mentioned scoop the ball.
Yeah. You know, so most folks, I think their intent when they look at a golf ball, right, you've got this white thing on this grass. Or, you know, when it sits on the earth, it golfs really hard for a lot of people because they can't conceptualize how this golf club is going to raise the ball off the ground. There's such a small margin for error there. What I did with the Tour Striker was I raised the leading edge, you know, half an inch to three quarters of an inch, depending on which model you get, off the ground, so that the only way you can make the ball go up off of a closely mown surface is to actually lean the shaft forward, which takes that elevated leading edge and gets that closer to the ground. Now, the key, and this is where the magic sauce happens, okay, is that when you have forward shaft lean, you're basically strengthening the loft on the golf club. And that's what all tour players do. All great strikers, you know, LPGA or PGA or anybody who hits it far strengthens the loft on the face. Where most club players, they are striking the golf ball with the same loft or even reversing the shaft a bit. So they get what's known as high dynamic loft, and you don't want that. Like, as for example, my six iron's 31 degrees of loft at static address position. When I hit with 20 degrees of loft, so I'm strengthening it on average 10, 11 degrees. So if I swing at 90 miles an hour, well, let's just say the average man, 78 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, and they're going to hit that six iron with 31 degrees, they're going to hit this high balloony shot that is, you know, acts more like an eight iron than a piercing, well-struck, compressed shot that goes, you know, the distance they deserve for their swing speed.
And this is the concept of hit down to make it go up.
You know, see, I'm not nuts about the whole hit down to make it go up, and I'll explain why.
Please.
So every circle, you know, if you take a big hula hoop, and in my videos I always use hula hoops, you know, you hold a hula hoop to the ground and you hold it vertically, that's a Ferris wheel. Now you drop the hula hoop on the ground, that's a merry-go-round. That hula hoop is now parallel to the ground. Well, a golf club is actually something that's designed to swing on somewhere between the two. Let's just say a six iron 60 degrees, okay, or 50-something degrees. Well, that's an inclined hula hoop, okay? That's a hula hoop aimed at the ground. That's a circle that goes back up behind us, back up and in behind us, down out to a bottom, and back up and around us. Well, every circle has a downward component to it, Fred. Okay, we don't need to exacerbate the down. The key is to get our hula hoop in the correct place for the golf ball. Now, most people don't get their hula hoop in their correct place for the golf ball. And if they did, they probably wouldn't need a tour striker. But the tour striker helps them understand, you know what, I got to get my hula hoop's too far about to the right for a right-handed golfer. If it's too far to the right of the ball to be made, they're going to make all kinds of compensations and adjustments to try to get Whitey off the ground. Now, if they take their swing circle, their hula hoop, and they get it in their correct position, there's a natural down effect that will touch a ball, take a shallow divot, and produce lovely shots that make the angels sing, Fred. They will. The angels sing.
La.
Sorry. Just like that.
I hope not. So the thing that occurred to me recently, I had this, you know, epiphany about this, was using the hula hoop concept, that if you're talking about a circle, the base of the circle, the bottom part of the circle, I think what happens to a lot of people is that they are aiming at and they feel like that the bottom of the circle, when the club is at its very the bottom and then starts going back up, is behind the ball.
I concur.
That's one of the biggest illusions.
You're absolutely right. If somebody could just imagine, I mean, you don't even need a hula hoop, but if you have one, go get one out of your garage and go take it out of your kid's room. In my golf school, I'll take the hula hoop, and they always have a little UPC code or some kind of label on them, and I'll make that piece the bottom. And I'll say, most people feel that their golf swing, the bottom of the circle is where this label is, and that label equates to where a golf ball is. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We have to take that circle, and we can move it parallel to the target line if you want to, and move it a few inches to the left. Now, that provides, you know, that provides the down, because the club's still traveling down that circle before it gets to that UPC code or that label, before it starts going back up to the left. So once people have that visual, you know, and that's what the tour striker is, to not feel like the bottom of the club, the bottom of the swing is the ball. The bottom of the swing with an iron strike is actually to the left of the ball. Or, you know, and I apologize, lefties. I'm talking to that right-handed golfer out there, and I know you lefties are great at flipping things around.
They're very used to it at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's not every club that you want to do that, though, right? Isn't the reason that you position the ball inside your? I'm going to talk about right-handed again. You position the ball just inside your left foot, is so that you're on the upward part of your swing when you hit your driver off the tee?
You know, so, and that's a great question too. You can put the golf ball on your left foot inside your left instep at all. And I'll tell you, the folks that come to my golf school, the ones that suffer hitting driver the most, they can have their golf ball on their instep of their left foot all day long. and they still hit down on it 8, 9 degrees, 6 degrees. I use a TrackMan when I coach, you know, and so we can measure those angles, and it's as a coaching tool, it's invaluable to me. And so ball location helps, but really more than ball location is, where what your hands are doing, what your arms are doing in relationship to your body. You know, so people need feedback mechanisms to help them, one, understand where the club really lands, intent on how to use the tool correctly, because most people, again, they think the bottom of their circle is where the golf ball sits, and that alone will create a bunch of mishits. And then if we change that, they can become better players, you know, a lot quicker. So it's those getting the right picture in the student's head, that's critical. And I think good training products lend themselves to changing those pictures faster.
I know when I started using my Tour Striker, the 7-iron, it was like an immediate light bulb going off saying, oh, I just got it at that point. Then it just became clear. Are there people who you've had try to use this and it doesn't work? That they just don't get it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can take a horse to water, buddy. You know, you can have a habit pattern that is so stubborn that there is just no way you're going to let yourself believe that indeed this is what the best players do. Mm-hmm. Yet you give a Tour Striker to a competent striker, you know, and it's like, what do I do with this? This is what's going on? Because they just hit it perfect. Yeah. I mean, they might miss hit 1 in 10 because I've been to tour events. I've stood on the range. I've handed them out to get feedback, and you know, tour players, Scott Piercy won at the Reno Tahoe Open a couple of years ago. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's the Tour Striker, but, you know, he's like, hey, I've heard about that. I really want one of those. I'm like, well, here you go. And, you know, he started striking it and he was too steep. And when a good player's too steep, they still kind of hit low squibs with the thing. You know, when you're too shallow, you kind of blade it along the ground. So there's, even if you're a really good player, it tells you, hey, you're a little bit too much one way. If you're a really poor player, you know, then you're the opposite way. So you're trying to find this equilibrium of getting the golf club to behave properly. And, and part of this stuff was just lucky, I'm going to say, Fred, because, you know, I'm no design genius. I just messed around with enough iterations and got enough, you know, carbon dust on me by grinding away on these things that, you know, we finally got to the place where, hey, this exact leading edge height works really, really nicely to inspire people to lean the shaft and actually not hit down too much. Because hitting down too much is just, and that's what a lot of poor players do. And they hit it too low. You know, you need the right up, you need actually a pretty shallow strike, a very shallow strike with a lot of lean. That's the magic sauce, is shallow strike, a lot of shaft lean, that's compression.
I know that, you know, I've had mine at the range, and I've said to people, "Have you tried this?" You know, type of thing, and they'll take two or three swings, and it just will just roll. The ball will just roll when they hit it, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't think this works."
It's right, like, of course not.
Not the club.
Yeah, newsflash. Right.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but then you know, for every one of those, there's 100 people that have sent me emails and phone calls and things and say, oh my, the light switched on. And I've even had people say, I just looked at the club, I didn't even buy one. I'm like, well, good. I'm glad that it changed your perspective of how a club behaves. Because, you know, I'm thankful a lot. Enough people have bought them. But the fact is, if I help people understand striking it, well, I'm not going to be a, you know, super rich guy. But, you know, it's certainly been great to be able to sell a product and have that kind of impact, for no pun intended, on the golfing population to hit it a little bit better and have a bit more fun playing golf.
Right, right. Yeah, no pun intended. I'm sure that was the first time you've ever said that.
You know it.
Yeah, you've never said impact before in that conversation. well, we'll talk more about that because there are other products that have kind of come out of that idea that have been really successful for you as well. But if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick break here for our sponsor, because this episode of the Golf Smarter Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including many versions, audio versions of New York Times bestsellers. Audible would like to provide the Golf Smarter audience an opportunity to try for free their first audiobook. And you've told me you are an audiobook person, right?
It's your fault, Fred.
What? Why?
Because I listened to your podcast, and
thank you.
Back when they became your sponsor, you said, hey, and I went audible.com. Okay, I checked it out. Of course, I got my free book through you, and I am hooked. I love it.
Really? When do you? That's interesting. When do you listen?
I have a commute. I have about in the morning in Phoenix traffic from where I live to my golf school is about 20 miles, and it could be as long as 45 minutes.
Sure.
So I allow about an hour, and you know I'm 45 minutes there. I'm listening to a book and 45 minutes back, and I tell you what, I love it. And of course, I always fit time in for the podcast.
Thank you. I was getting nervous. Well, well, that's awesome. I'm glad that you like it. Any books you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, you know, I've got too many to say, but I enjoy stuff about, you know, like, for example, I just listened to one called Bounce. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's a really neat book, because as a coach, I'm always trying to get people to understand learning. And Bounce is a book about developing talent. And it's got some, you know, they use some great examples. And if you're interested in learning and you want to, you know, Rafael Nadal, for example, and Mozart, I mean, these are just a couple of the people that are talked about in this book. Like, you know, what an amazing natural. I love that expression. He's a natural, right?
Yeah. Right.
But when you look at the natural Mozart, the natural, you know, grew up with a father who was a world famous musician in his own right, who, I mean, just so many things about how to become a natural. You know, naturals are natural. They work their tail off,
right,
with the right kind of coaching. And in golf, I mean, people want things to come super easy. And I'm not going to say that there aren't some athletes that maybe have a step up on people when it comes to moving a golf club fast. But it's really about, you know, as a coach, it's about applying yourself correctly. And if you apply yourself correctly, you get really competent, dare I say, really good in a reasonable amount of time.
Sounds Bounce. Absolutely fascinating. It's called Bounce. I just found it here. It's Bounce, Mozart, Federer, Picasso, Beckham, and the Science of Success by Matthew Said.
And there you
it's
go.
It's narrated by James Clamp. It's just about 8 hours long. How was the narration on that?
Excellent. You know, sometimes I get a guy that drives me kooky.
Yeah.
Because of certain inflections and so forth.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to a great book, and the guy's, it'll be remain nameless, but it's an excellent book. But the narrator, I'm thinking to myself, who picked this guy? You know, but anyway, Bounce is well narrated, and the book, the content's very, very good.
Awesome. And it's got great ratings too. And a lot of people
okay.
wrote. So are you able to do an audiobook a month, or do you do more?
Oh, easily.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And still listen to podcasts?
Oh no. I'm addicted. It's an issue with me now.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't wait to, you know, turn the book on.
Are you a book reader?
Oh yeah,
I know this.
No,
this counts as reading. I definitely count this as reading.
You think I'm all, you know, sitting here with my legs crossed with incense in the background, but I've got a book in front of me called "Beginner Zen: The Journey from Here to Zen." That's what I'm reading right now. So, a short little book.
I love that it's short. Well, we'll hook you up with Dr. Joseph Parent. You can do Zen golf.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, well, awesome. Thank you for the recommendation, and I'm so happy to hear that you heard about it here on Golf Smarter and took
yes,
advantage of it. And everyone else should do that as well. So to get that free audiobook, and if you want to listen to Bounce, you can do that, or anything you want, because they have so many to choose from. Go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. Audible is AUDIBLE. audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter and sign up for your free book and get the membership going. And if you find you're not doing it, then just tell them you don't want to do it anymore, and they'll allow that. I didn't say that. Okay, great. Now let's get back to Tour Striker, please.
Sure.
What? So it started with this one club that made it graphically simple to come down, hit down on the ball. Where did that take you, and what other products have you been able to introduce?
You know, it's funny, when I was about 20, early 20s, when I was playing on the Canadian tour, just, you know, I've always been a tinker, and I've been teaching since I was 16. So when I'm on the range, I'm like, ah, man, I wish I had this to help this guy understand, or this gal understand this better. You know, so I'm always a stickler about wrist conditions, you know, how your hands behave in your swing, because people are totally unaware of what their hands do. And that's fine as long as they behave properly. If they don't behave, then it's not fine. Then you have to train them. It's like a bad dog. And, you know, when you put your hands in the golf club, the face can, you know, be manipulated a bunch of ways during that blink of a golf swing. That's 1 point. You know, 3 or 4 seconds. Blink, by the way, is another book that I read because of you or listened to. But in that short blink, you know,
hey, they already got their time. We're done with them.
So the I've got something called the Educator. It's a small device that pops on the grip of your club, and you can put it in a variety of ways to just know for certain what the golf club is doing relative to the plane of your lead arm, and that way you know if you're cupping your left wrist too much and, you know, potentially hit a big high weak slice, or if you're like me and the wrist gets a little bowed at the top, a little too shut, then, you know, you can adjust for that. And of course these all have training videos associated with them that are available, you know, to view for free on YouTube or even on my website. But it's just another little gizmo that I've done, luckily to say, is done nicely. So that's one. We have,
your Tour Striker. You have many different clubs to choose from, right? It's
sure,
not just,
you know,
one club to work with,
right? I mean, a total rookie, I'd put him in the wedge, just because it's probably the one that they can hit the most little beginner shots with, half shot, three quarter shot, strike a, you know, shot into a green from 30 yards, 50 yards, etc. And then they can work their way up right on up to the 7 Pro, which is the one you have, and, you know, very challenging model. So yeah, there's a few different models that you can get, and, you know, the description of which and why, it's on the website.
That's tourstriker.com.
Yeah, tourist. Thank you. And then what else do we have? We have the Smart Bag. The Smart Bag is basically an impact bag to help you understand the thud of impact, along which is combined into what's called a plane board. So one part Smart Bag, which you can hit like an impact bag for those golfers out there that have ever had a coach where you've kind of, you know, hit little like punch shots into an impact bag. And then if you don't know which direction your swing's going, it's got a plane pillow component to it that you can adjust to, you know, fit a driver or a wedge, because it's adjustable. And it's a pretty simple vinyl pillow with a vinyl bag that you stuff with a, you know, old blanket, and you've got an impact bag and a plane board.
It's so interesting, well, the stuff that you have, no batteries included, no Wi-Fi needed, no
Wi-Fi.
Apps, nothing. It's just simple. It's so simple, but yet they're so effective.
Well, then, you know, that can I talk about my latest one?
Please. What do you got?
Well, the Smart Ball, Fred.
Oh, of course.
The Smart Ball, guaranteed to go 350 yards and never curve. I'm joking. So the Smart Ball, in essence, if you can visualize a small beach ball, like a 6-inch beach ball, that's kind of got, it's called a flocked surface. It's got kind of a fuzzy surface on a 6-inch inflatable ball, and that inflatable ball attaches to a neck lanyard. So when I'm coaching golf, I see so many people where their arms are moving independently of their body. In other words, they're not in a synchronized relationship as they swing their arms and swing their body.
Tony Manzoni talks about that a lot, doesn't he?
Tony, you know what? I love that guy. I'm serious. That guy is one of my mentors.
Really?
If you listen to my stuff and you don't listen to, please look at Fred's stuff and go find Tony and listen to Tony.
He's coming back on really soon.
I love Tony. So anyway. Yeah, so, you know, getting the arms and body synchronized is critical. So this little thing adjusts, it kind of fits between your forearms. You can hit a bunch of shots. It identifies, you know, unfortunately, as we get older, it identifies where our flexibilities are, need some work, and you can kind of progress through the ability to swing your arms in sequence with your body, which again is a, you know, a tenet of a good ball striker. I mean, it just is. And so there's a bunch of drills, and that's a newbie that's just available. In fact, you know, I I'll make you you'll be one of the first people to ever even promote it, because nobody even knows about it except the PGA Show folks last week.
And that was just last week. PGA
last week.
Show. Is this where you introduced it?
I did.
But it's not on the market yet.
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
When will it be available?
For your listeners, I mean, I have a small stash if people do want to jump on board early. So, yeah, you can get them through you. You'd have to, you know what we'd have to do, Fred? We'd probably have to, when's this show going to air? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm going to publish this on Tuesday, February 4th.
Awesome. So if your people are patient enough to wait till about the 5th or 6th, they can get one. And then we'll have to make a special deal for Golf Smarter listeners.
Okay. And so what do we do about that?
Let's do 10% off.
Oh, that's very generous. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's just do 10% off. And then you have to come up with some kind of coupon code so I know they're yours.
All right. So Golf Smarter.
That's too easy. One word or two words?
One word.
One word, Golf Smarter, done. Mm-hmm. Coupon code.
Okay, so Golf Smarter audience, we just learned about this together. 10% off. What's the normal price that you're going to be selling it at? And it's going to be available at pro shops and golf shops everywhere, right?
It's $34.95. And for your guys, we'll include free shipping.
In the U.S. only or globally?
No, just U.S. only. Sorry, international folks.
So the free shipping is only in the U.S.?
Yes.
But if they're in Australia and want one, they would just have to pay for the shipping.
Exactly. And it's a pretty light item. That's one of the features that makes it all the pros of the PGA Show are like, God, you did it again. Why didn't I think of that kind of silliness? You know, so I said, well, thank you.
All right. So let's make sure. That doesn't mean if you're outside the U.S., you cannot order this. You can still get the 10% discount, right? You're just going to have to pay for shipping?
That's right.
Okay. Great. All right. And it's the smart ball, the golf smarter ball, the golf ball that's smart, the smart ball from Tourstriker.
Right.
And it's at tourstriker.com. Is that where we can find it?
Yes, and it is. In fact, my web folks are just kind of loading up the photos and the copy content today. So hopefully it's if this airs on the 4th today. So should be good to go. And if the viewers don't see it on the 4th, the 5th, it should be fine.
Okay.
And I do appreciate them taking a look and if they have interest in buying it.
And are there an unlimited amount or is it like first come, first
served?
No,
this is the kind of the pre-launch stash that I had from the PGA Show. So I've got, the commercial version. I mean, it's the same unit. One just packaged kind of in a, clamshelly type thing with fancy packaging. The other is coming in a, just kind of a, and a very cool little clear plastic bag.
Hey.
So, yeah.
So there are, it's a limited supply. So you got to jump. If you're hearing this soon after our publication date of around February 4th or 5th of 2014, and you want to get on this, jump on it quickly because it may not be available anymore. And I apologize for that, as do you.
I do.
Okay. That's fine. And I'm going to want to talk about the PGA Merchandise Show and what happened there this year, because I didn't get to go and I'm always fascinated, and since you were there for a while. But but what I want to do to wrap up this episode, because we have a few minutes left, I would love to hear about Tour Striker Academy. What is going on with that?
Yeah, no, it's been, wow, what a blessing that's been. So again, my lovely wife, Stacy. You know, so we started
like
a couple of years ago.
She's smart.
Oh yeah, and I'm keeping her. Yeah, she's super cute too. And she's the one that said, "Hey, you really need to coach full time. You're getting a lot of people that are requesting lessons." And then my partner Jeff Ritter, he's been on the show
numerous times. He's one of the fan favorite. Jeff's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. So Jeff, Jeff and I have share space in this range down here, and he does this thing. I do my thing, but I started this golf school. That's basically Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And pretty much every weekend, take some weekends off, and it's been great. I've got three amazing assistants that have been with me now. Two of them have been with me. One's 3 years, one's 2 years, and the other newbie just brought on. And then the schools are, there's four coaches and there's eight people, so 2-1. At other schools, I coach the entire session. Of course, my assistants are there to you know, to fill the gaps when I'm, working individually with somebody one-on-one in a little bit of a breakout session. But very blessed. The schools are, unfortunately, you can't come to one, Fred, because they're sold out for the rest of the year in
in
Phoenix. So my summer schedule will be published. Thank you. My summer schedule will be published hopefully by March 1st. A lot of Truckee Tahoe up there in beautiful Tahoe area. And then I will be doing, some select travel schools so that you will see the schedule published on tourstriker.com on the Academy tab. Hopefully, that's my benchmark by March 1st to get that all settled up.
Okay. Awesome. Well, just great to hear that you're doing so well. Things are working for you. And again, there's a lot of video stuff, and those are not selling products. Your videos are really instructional, and they're really helpful.
Oh, thanks. Now, I think I have about 200 videos on YouTube that are just there. I mean, if you like my style and you have a question, I bet you, type in tourstriker/slicing or tourstriker/whatever, you're going to get free content. And I'm not there to sell you. If you like me and you want to buy my stuff, great. And if you don't and you just want the content and I help you, or if I don't help you and you like the content, great. So it's there for you.
Yeah. Well, this has been, and I hate the fact that it may have sounded this way to some people, but this was a very long commercial for TourStriker. So there you go. But more importantly is the effect, not the product itself and what it can do for you. And that's why I wanted to bring you back, because it does help. I can tell you firsthand that product does help. And now there's another one. But I want to talk about the PGA Merchandise Show, and then we're going to do a members only episode as well. And we'll record that in just a moment, but it'll be published in the next week. But I want to get into some swing issues and talk more about hitting down and topping the ball and how to get backspin on a ball and these things that we just struggle with because we are not tour players and we don't know how to do this. We just go out and go, I know how to hit a golf ball, and just go and do it and then watch it on TV and go, that's not how I do it. How come?
I hear you.
So, so thank you so much for participating in this and for doing a members-only episode.
My pleasure. Let's do the members-only episode. Have some fun with it.
Oh, and we did do the members-only episode, and now that we've recorded part two of this conversation, let me share some additional information about your exclusive offer and give you a tease of what's coming up next. First, Martin mentioned that not only are there a limited number of the TourStriker smart balls available to the Golf Smarter audience before it goes to the public, there's only a few hundred of these, but anything, any product you order at TourStriker.com, you can take advantage of the 10% discount with the checkout code GOLFSMARTER. That's one word, GOLFSMARTER. You get 10% off. And all orders inside the United States, anything you order, you're going to get free shipping as well. Now, in part two of this conversation, Martin gives us his top five most common swing flaws that he has to deal with as an instructor that prevent power, distance, and success. To hear part two and gain access to our archives dating back to 2005 and all of the members-only episodes that date back to 2009, please help keep our podcast going by joining Golf Smarter for members only at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.